Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
12 minutes after 9 o'clock on this Thursday morning. We started talking about this last hour a little bit about financial literacy, the fact that we just don't teach kids in school or very much at home about how to manage their money. Well, our next guest wants to change all that. Her new book is aimed at young adults and teens, called Money Out Loud, All the Financial Stuff No One Taught Us. Berna Anat on the line with us right now. Berna, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. So great to be here.
I appreciate you joining us. This is such important stuff. What made you decide that you wanted to have a platform? Because you podcast about this, you lecture about it, you've written about it. Why is this important to you?
This is incredibly important to me because money is the language of power in our world. There's nothing we can do about that. We were born into the system circus called capitalism, and there are certain rules to this system. I'm not saying that I like the rules, but I am saying that we need to know how to work them. And so money touches everything in our lives. It's something that every single human thinks about. And so I think the more that we understand money, the more we feel empowered about how to get money, how to manage it when we have it, the more power we feel in this world in general. A lot of us are just stuck in a survival place from paycheck to paycheck. I truly believe money can buy happiness. It could certainly buy safety and health and comfort. And I think that's very, very worth fighting for.
It is. So why don't we teach our kids in school or at home or anywhere? Why don't we talk about money? Why isn't this something that every high school graduate should know about when they go out into the world?
Yeah, Paul, if I were here in front of you, I would be nodding and yelling the same way. Like, why? Why I'm on the mountaintop yelling why? I think in a lot of ways, we only pass on what we know. You know, a lot of us did not learn anything about money. In fact, what we did learn is feelings, a lot of negative feelings about money. We've learned shame, tension, you know, isolation. We've learned secrecy about money. And we only get to pass on what we know. A lot of us just don't know a lot. And I think what's been so fascinating about writing about money, having this career around financial education, is everybody feels shortchanged. Everybody has something to say about what they wish they learned. And I also believe that in sort of a bigger system of power inside of capitalism, it really is to the benefit of those in power that we don't know about money. If we stay ignorant about money, those of us who are working class folks living paycheck to paycheck, when we don't know about money, one, we don't ask questions, we never learn more, and two, we might stay in debt. We stay paycheck to paycheck a lot of the time. We don't understand how to manage our money and get out of debt. So it's a lot easier for folks in power who want us to work to keep us under their shoe. So I'm a bit of a conspiracy theorist in that way, but I really believe that when we learn about money, when we do become empowered, we get more leverage in these systems that we feel a lot of kind of powerlessness and helplessness in.
You're the daughter of immigrant parents. What was money like in your household growing up? Was it something you talked about? Was it something that you knew a lot about?
Well, absolutely not. So I love this question because I'm a Filipino-American daughter of immigrants, first generation. I grew up in the California Bay Area. And of course, there's lots of talking about lots of things in my family, but money was one of those things that was talked about silently. It's the kind of thing where, you know, I grew up speaking and learning English. My parents spoke in Tagalog with each other. And I knew when they were talking about money, even if I didn't understand what they were saying, because I mean, I feel like you felt it before, that tension of like, oh, this topic has made the adults uncomfortable. This is something they're fighting about. This is something we seem to not have enough of, and that's stressing out my family. My family was very much like that, where if we talked about money inside the house, it was about frugality. It was about what we don't have. Oh, no, we don't have McDonald's money. We have rice at home. Oh, so-and-so can afford the latest Jordans. We'll go live with them then. You know, it's all about we don't have enough, so don't ask me. But out in the world, maybe that same day, we'd be at like a family party. Suddenly, everybody's fighting for the bill. Suddenly, we're talking about, oh, the latest vacation. Oh, so-and-so bought this new car. Money is this topic that we're using to flex on each other and judge on each other for. So I grew up very confused about money. I think a lot of folks feel the same way. And this is what I'm trying to untangle for us with this book.
The book is called Money Out Loud by Berna Anat. What are some things that those that are maybe financially fearful or stuck, you know, that are living paycheck to paycheck and just aren't sure what to do about money, what are some baby steps they can take to become either more financially solvent or literate and try and build some wealth?
Absolutely. So chapters 1, 2, and 3 are my baby steps of my book. And it surprises people a lot of the time that chapter 1 actually doesn't have anything to do with like facts and tips and tricks. People are like, Berna, just tell me your best savings tips. I'm like, oh, no. We're going to slow down. We're going to get in our emotions. Because the first thing I want you to do is, as I call it, uncover your money story. I ask folks to ask themselves and maybe the people around them, what was your very first memory of money? Do you remember the first thing you bought with your paycheck? You know, when's the first time you realized that money was a source of stress or strain? Was there a memory, something that happened financially in your family? And how can we connect the dots to how that has affected you now as an adult? I want folks to learn about their financial habits, whether good or bad, because when you learn them, you understand more how to avoid them or correct them. And then we talk about budgeting. Budgeting is my favorite thing. I essentially tell people, your dollars all have to have a job. Every single dollar has to have a job, whether that's going to your needs, your wants, or your dreams. Every single dollar in your paycheck should have some type of purpose, and that's budgeting. Those are the first two I come right out the gate, and I could talk for hours about both.
and you've written volumes about it. Money Out Loud is the new book. I wish we had more time to talk because this is interesting stuff and really, really important stuff as well. Do you have like a website or somewhere where we can connect with you online?
I do, yes. You can go to heyberna.com to purchase the book. It is now out in the world as of Tuesday. And you can follow me on all the social media platforms at HeyBerna. I'm the most obnoxious on Instagram, so maybe start there.
All right. Hey, Berna, thanks so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Paul.
Bye-bye.